We're in Siman Sadek Dalad Milchas Tefillah. We're up to Sif Gimel, and we will be going from Sif Gimel through Sif Ches. Sif Gimel. Mi she'ena yochol l'chavein haruchos. If somebody cannot figure out which way to face, he's in the middle of nowhere, doesn't know what east is, what west is. Yechavein libo l'aviv sheba shemayim. So he can face any direction, and the mechavein his heart to aviv sheba shemayim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that he is better, in the Bir Halacha, that he is better off having his head face another direction. So between his body and his head, at least he's covering two ruchos, and he doubles his chances of facing the right direction. Sif Dalid. Hayorochev al hachamor. If someone was riding on a donkey, Ein tzorech leyerdo lispavel, he does not have to get off his donkey in order to daven. Even if someone would hold his donkey for him, he is allowed to continue davening as he is riding. Similarly, if he's on a boat or in a wagon, if he can stand up, he does not have to stop the boat, he does not have to stop the wagon. What he does is, if he can stand up in it and daven, he does, and if he can't, then he can daven sitting down. Oh, im hayaholach baraglov. Someone's on the road and he's walking. Mispalel derech hilucho. He is allowed to daven while he is walking. We're talking about Shmoneh Esrei here. Afim ein panav keneged Yerushalayim. Even though he's not facing Yerushalayim. Afilu shelo b'makom sakana. Even if there's no sakana. Now, what is the heter for this? For remaining on the donkey, the wagon, the boat, or even walking? Says the Machaber, Kim Yamod v'yispalel, because if he'll stop and daven, Yikshe be'enav ichur darko, the fact that he is late is going to be burdensome on him. And what's going to happen? V'yitored libo, he's not going to be able to focus. Lo yuchal l'chavein. What's going to happen is that deep down he's going to feel, you know, I'm missing out on my journey here. And he will not have the patience to be able to focus properly. So the halacha l'maisis, it depends. If you know that you can stop and daven and focus, you should. If you feel that if you're gonna be able to daven while you're riding or walking, you'll be able to focus. But if you stop, you're not going to be able to focus. Then continue davening while you're walking or riding. Ulefi yiroso v'yishuv dato. V'yesh machmirim lamod ba'avos v'roy lochush l'divrayim imu shalom akim sakana. There's a day that you should stop for the first bracha, and you should really do that if there's no chashash of sakana. Similarly, if one is riding on a beim, he should stop for avos, but he does not have to leave his beim, he doesn't have to get off it. As well as on a boat, what he should do is just make sure to turn his face, or he should turn himself to Mizrach, he should face Mizrach and daven on the boat. Sifhei ha'yoshev b'svino b'agola. Im yochol lamod b'mokom ha'krios omeid. Even though we just learned that you're allowed to daven seated, if you could at least stand up for the bowings, for the two krios at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei and the two at Modim, so you should do that. Kedei she'koreya mu'umad, as well as posea gimel psios, you should be able to take your three steps back also. Hago afal pi she'yoshev b'chol ha'tfila. Even though someone is sitting for the entire davening. So the halakha say, for example, if someone is not well, he's very weak, he cannot daven standing, he davens sitting, if he can at least stand up to bow and to take the three steps back, so he's mechuyev to do that. Vim ef shalo, what happens if it's impossible to do that? Kagon shirochav ala behema, he's riding on the behema, so he can't take three steps back. Yachsir habehema shlosha psios la'achreha v'ola lo kilo posea ba'atzmo. If you can get the animal to go backwards three steps, then that is good too. At least that, and that will be considered as if he did. Now, sivvav. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that what he could also do is move back on the animal itself if he's capable of doing that as a sign of honor. Sivav, chola mispal la filoshochev al tzido. Someone who's ill can daven even if he's lying on his side, not on his back. V'u sheyochol l'chavendato, if he can possibly muster the kavana. Says the Ramah, if he can't actually vocalize the davening, at least he should be mahar in his heart. Shenemar imru bilvavchem al mishkafchem, at least do that. There too, if he could possibly stand up for the krios and the psios, he should, but if he can't, he can't. Now, what happens in the case of someone who really couldn't, he wasn't capable of davening standing, he had to sit down, he was an onus. The Mishnah Brura says that it could be that he will not have to daven over again when he gets well. I mean, some of the halachas, if someone davens sitting down, he has to daven over again standing. Whereas if the reason why he davened sitting down is because he was really an onus, he wasn't capable of standing up, Mishnah Brura says that it could be that he doesn't have to daven over again. What happens if you're dealing with someone ill who just cannot muster the kavanah for anything? At least he should say the first pasuk of Shema and have kavanah for that. That much kavanah the Mishnah Brura feels he should be able to get himself to have. Siv Zayin. Mi shehoyu lo anosim mikan umikan. Umisyore shemi yafsiku filoso o yafsidu mekho. What happens if someone is in a place where he's really afraid that people are going to disturb him, they're on either side of him, or they're going to go and ruin something that he's got in front of him, his belongings, something that he just bought? Yeshev bimkom over yispalel. He should just stay where he is, sitting there and davening. L'vishen datom yusheves alav. V'yafal pishet tzarech lasa sholosh p'siyas b'sof hatfila yoshev umispalel v'koreya. Meaning this halach is not limited to someone on the road. This also goes for someone who is holding on to something important to him, something expensive, and is afraid that people are going to steal it if he doesn't sit there guarding it. Sivches yeshli zor shlo lismoch atzmo lamor o lachavero laomud o lachavero b'shas tefila. You should be careful that you're not leaning, whether it be on another person or on an omud, on a pillar while you're davening. First of all, because there's a halach of amida, you must stand. So if that's the case, the halacha smicha is not amida. But smicha in a way where if you pull away the object that the person's leaning on, he would not fall over, that is considered amida. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura says that you should be machmir because it's still a lack of derech eretz, a lack of ema that was described before. You don't show fear of Hashem by leaning on something while you're davening. If somebody is not well, he's better off leaning than actually sitting. Leaning is still better than sitting.